Support for KPLU's Studio Sessions comes from People's Bank, working with businesses and families to achieve their financial goals since 1921. People's Bank provides personal banking, business services, and home lending from 25 Western Washington locations. Info at peoplesbank-wa.com. People's Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We are at attention this afternoon for a live performance from the U.S. Navy Band Northwest Jazz Combo Cascade. Based in Silverdale, Washington, the Navy Band Northwest is one of 11 official Navy bands with nearly a century of musical support for Navy functions and recruiting efforts. The Cascade Jazz Combo in our studios today includes musician first class Robbie Taylor on trumpet, flugelhorn, and vocals, musician second class James Choate on trombone, musician second class Jared Brannon on saxophones, musician second class Matt Jones at the piano. Musician second class Pete Matice plays bass, and that's musician second class Bruce Fisher behind the drum kit. Please give a warm KPLU welcome to the U.S. Navy Band Northwest Jazz Combo Cascade.
Thank you.
It's Cascade, the Navy Band Northwest Jazz Band Combo, live in the studios here at KPLU. We've got a lot more music from the band today. Let's talk with the guys for a second first. Let's start with Robbie. How did you get into the Navy Jazz Band, the Navy Band, I suppose?
Sure, yeah. I'm from the Blue Ridge Mountains in Virginia. My dad was a band director. My mom was a school teacher. So I kind of grew up playing a bunch of different stuff. I was forced into piano lessons at a very young age, and I hated it, but I'm very appreciative of it now. It gave me my musical foundation. I have two older sisters that went on to be band directors, and so the logical choice was to become a band director, and I just didn't really have that spirit in me to do all the weekends and all that kind of stuff. So I decided I wanted to be a musician. In college, I ended up playing with quite a few former military musicians from the Army and the Air Force, and they kind of gave me the rundown on what to expect and where I could go and what I could expect to do within the band. So I took an audition, and here I am. Right out of college, went to boot camp to the Navy School of Music in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And my first band right after that, I got married and went to Hawaii. And it's been a big letdown for my wife since we got married and went right to Hawaii. But I've been stationed in Pearl Harbor for 4 years, Jacksonville, Florida for 4 years, and now we're up here just outside of Seattle. So it's been a wild ride, and I've gotten to see a lot of the world, play a lot of great music, meet a lot of good people.
I want to ask the same question to Jared, our saxophone player today. Slightly different story for you getting into the Navy Band. You were actually working on classical music at the time.
I was, yes. I was in grad school down at Cal State Fullerton in Southern California studying with the classical saxophonist who plays a lot with the Los Angeles Philharmonic. And my end goal at the time was I wanted to be a classical saxophone professor. And it became pretty clear pretty quickly that there weren't a lot of jobs available in that arena. And a few years down the road, I found out about the Navy Music Program through a friend who was actually in the Army Band. And he told me he had nothing but good things to say about it, just how much fun it was. And that's really been true. It's just turned out to be a really awesome career, really, really grateful and happy for the opportunity to do it.
Now, Robbie mentioned the Navy School of Music. I wanted to ask James, what is the role of the Navy School of Music? That's where you go right after boot camp?
Right. That's what we call our A school. So basically, we get out of boot camp and they send us to the Navy School of Music, not just to prepare us as musicians for the real world, but really for the military band or the Navy specifically. A lot of us came from school, from that academia where we studied music for a long time. And so a lot of us probably know more than we should about music by the time we get there. But what they do is kind of put us into that Navy mindset. We call things by some different terms. We just, you know, things like that to get us prepared to be military musicians instead of civilian musicians.
Right. I am going to run back here in the corner and ask our drummer, Bruce, a question. I know Bruce is the resident John Bonham rock drummer in the band, but you also have to play in a lot of different settings in the Navy Band, right?
That's right, Abe.
And do you think that helps you to become a better rock drummer?
Absolutely. As reluctant as I am to admit it, playing in a lot of different styles has helped me play in a lot of different styles.
And there are a lot of different styles of jazz that this band has to take on. I mean, jazz is a big word. Robbie, can you tell me how you pick your repertoire for the group?
Right now, the way we pick it is we do it by illusion of democracy. I bring in the songs, and then they play them, and they treat me pretty nice about it. But in general, any group you're in, you can bring in a chart and or a song or recording, whatever you want to do. We're not using charts today. We just learned everything off of recordings or our own arrangements, just kind of done on the fly. But we have rock bands and brass quintets, woodwind quintets, all that kind of stuff. If there's something you really want to play and it's appropriate, the chances are you can play it. You might not love every song you play, but in general, you'll find yourself finding something that you can get into.
We're live in the studios with the Navy Band Northwest Jazz Combo Cascade, and we're going to get into a blues with the fellas next. Take it away.
I went down to the St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby.
She was stretched out on a long cover table. Looked so sweet, so cold, so bad. Let her go, let her go, let her go. God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can search the heavens all over. She ain't never gonna find a trumpet playing man quite like me. When I die, won't you put me up in my sailor suit? Put me in my dress blues with a little white hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain. All the guys know I die standing flat. Seventeen girls down to the cemetery. Seventeen girls went to sing a song. There was 17 girls down to the cemetery, but only 16 of those girls came back home.
Outstanding. It's the Navy Band Northwest Jazz Combo Cascade, live in the studios here at KPLU. Robbie Taylor at the trumpet and vocals, Jared Brannon saxophones, James Choate on trombone, Matt Jones piano, Pete Matthijs at the bass, and Bruce Fisher drumming. A couple more questions, we'll get into another song here. Robbie, can you tell me what the scene is like at a regular practice when you guys get together in practice?
Sure. If we're not out performing for the day, then that means we're rehearsing, and we're all in several different groups. It could be a big band, a ceremonial band, a concert band, a parade, a rock band, or a jazz combo. Most of us right now are actually the Navy Band Northwest. We're the rock band, and we travel around about 100 days a year playing festivals, schools, all kinds of stuff, state fairs. Last year, we went to San Francisco, Denver, Boise, I said San Francisco. We went to Alaska for 3 weeks. We went to Salt Lake City. But we get to travel quite a bit and see a lot of really cool places, meet a lot of nice people. But if we're rehearsing, then that means we just, you know, especially for the rock band, let's take the rock band for example, there's no charts for the rock band. We could spend a lot of time writing out a chart, but in my opinion, you learn it better off the record. Like, that's what, you know, all the great players learn that way. So I send them a YouTube link, or maybe I give them a CD or a Dropbox file, and we just say, hey, it's Friday. How about Tuesday morning? We're going to learn these three songs, and can you take one of them down a half a step? And then somebody will say, oh, it doesn't work for the bass guitar that way. We've got to leave it up, and so we'll figure out. Somebody else will sing the song, or maybe we throw that song out. But and we're free to choose how we want to play that song. I mean, we're not really limited, and it's really a great opportunity to play a lot of really cool music. And you get to, you know, we're in the military, so there's a lot of regulations and rules, and sometimes you feel kind of restricted as what you can do. But in the band right now, we're able to really... to really find our own way with how we want to get into the audience.
I'd love to talk about traveling with the band. And now, the Navy Band Northwest kind of has a region. It's mostly landlocked. You might take a ship up to Alaska, but mostly you guys are not on a ship. But I know a lot of you have actually traveled abroad, and I would love to hear about hanging out aside from the shows that you're doing on stage, whether you get to go to clubs and hang out with some of the local musicians, stuff like that. James?
Okay, well, I personally have not been on a ship, so but I have been overseas. I was in the Army Band before the Navy Band. I was stationed in Seoul, Korea, and I think it goes pretty much any duty station you are. You know, there's a scene there, whether it be here in the States or in that instance, when I was overseas, I played a lot outside. You find the local musicians, kind of slowly get into that scene. I think it's cool because when you go to a jam session, you know, most of the time you hear about people cutting heads in there, trying to get the gig. And so people are a little bit ruthless. And I think as a military musician, you know, we have that security, fortunately, and where we can go and just play for fun. We just really enjoy it. And if we get a great gig out of it or something to do in the spare time, you know, that's even more amazing. But otherwise, we just get to go see, you know, what they're doing in the scene. Most of the time, people are very receptive because they know we're not out there chopping for their gigs. Mm-hmm. They know we're just out there to play with good people and learn from them and them learn from us and just have a great experience. And I think, like I said, every duty station you go to in the military band, you're going to find that, you know, scene somewhere, and it's spectacular.
Yeah, that sounds like a great advantage.
I think it's fair to point out, you know, when we do go venue to venue, there's always a challenge. And this gives me a great opportunity to introduce another member of the band that's not in here. We have a person with us just kind of trailing along to see how you guys do things here, and that's our sound engineer. And it's musician second class Michael Oliver. I know he's out in the hallway right now. You know, we get into these situations, whether it be a rock band, a concert band, a wind ensemble, anytime we have to mic something, anytime we have to set up and just sound good in a peculiar situation, he's there. And our sound engineers that we have with us, you know, he's a great one, but they're all pretty good, and they take care of us that way. I think I should also add that all of these concerts are free to the public when you see a military band.
That's right. Free military jazz and world-class band we've got in the studios today. The U.S. Navy Band Northwest Jazz Combo Cascade live on KPLU. We've got time for one more song, you guys. What are we going to finish off with?
We're going to finish off with Your Feet's Too Big by the late, great Fats Waller. Now up in Harlem, at a table for two, while the four of us were sitting round, just me, your big feet, and you. Now from the ankles up, darling, you's oh so sweet. But from there down, there's just too much sweet. Oh, your feet's too big. I don't want you, cause your feet's too big.
mad at you cause your feet's too big. Good Lord, they are colossal, just like a fossil. Now listen here. Where'd you get them? Now you see a fella from across the room. While he sure looks handsome, you know he'd make a fine groom. Now he's looking you over and he thinks you're sweet, until he looks down and sees those two big feet. Oh, your feet's too big. I don't want you cause your feet's too big. I'm mad at you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet are too darn big. Nobody gonna sob, except for that undertaker, cause man, what a job. Now how's he supposed to close the lid on your casket with those two big old feet just jutting up out of the basket? Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. I'm mad at you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet are too darn big. Now your hair is lovely, your face is divine. With a shape like yours, you know I love to make you mine. But darling, your feet's too big. I love to love you, but your feet's too big.